When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
You keep coming back like a song, a song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you and me. Keeps coming back like an old melody, the perfume of roses in May. Returns to my room in December. Forgotten things belong. You keep coming back like a song.
Dear listeners, you keep coming back every week like a song. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, idiosyncratic, melodious NPR station. Well, those were the dulcet tones of Dinah Shore singing the first commercial recording, I believe, of that immortal Irving Berlin song from the film Blue Skies, I think during the war or afterwards, 46, I think. And I thought today, as we transition into fall, we might just kind of sit back, kind of backpedal the history lessons a little bit and attack a theme, which I don't think we've ever done in our 12 years, 500 plus episodes of Broadway to Main Street, which are songs about music, about the sound of music, small s, small m, although we'll get to capital S, capital M soon enough. This metaphor that writers used, Irving Berlin chief among them, to suggest that music, melody, song, identity, memory are all kind of interwoven. And what place could be better to experience that than the American musical theater? So let us go to, I think, the granddaddy of these kinds of songs. This is Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein from Music in the Air, 1932, a song y'all know, certainly y'all know if you listen to our good friend and erstwhile colleague, Bonnie Grice. Here is Sergio Franchi, who sings the song with the same kind of brio in which it was introduced in 1932.
A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and you and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one? After the night and the music are done, until the pale light of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through, after the night and the music die, will I have you. Until the daylight of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away the stars. Let's live for the moment, love till the moment is through, after the night and the music die, will I have you. You and the night and the music, you.
Well, that was the Hepcat Tone, of course, of Mel Torme, You and the Night and the Music, a great classic, written by Schwartz and Dietz for another show in the early 1930s called Revenge with Music. And that's a song that certainly stayed with us. Another song in this vein is from 1935, from a show called Jubilee by Cole Porter. It was considered to be one of the longer and more complex songs written for a Broadway musical. Jubilee itself didn't last very long. It's about the royal family, actually. And It has a kind of tropical, interesting rhythm to it, but who better to examine that than our good friend, Sammy Davis Jr.?
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when the tune clutches my heart. And here we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, man, I know but too well just what they mean. So don't let them begin the begin. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember when they begin the begin. Oh yes, let them begin the begin. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, my darling, I love you. And we suddenly know just what heaven we're in when they begin the begin. When they begin.
If you see the heavens full of nightingales, and they all are singing as they fly, then you'll know, my dear, what I always hear every time that you pass by. There's a love song floating on the soft summer air. When you spoke, you left it there. From this day, I walk with music, for your voice will follow me everywhere. Your sweet sigh will come singing through the sky. I will hear and understand, and though I wander past the last distant star, seem too far. For from this day on, I walk with music, and that song will lead me to where you are. Your sweet sigh will go singing through the sky. I will hear and understand, and though I wander past the last distant star, it will never seem too far. For from this day on, I walk with music, and that song will lead me to where you are. That song will lead me to where you are.
That was Barbara Lee, a great jazz singer, along with Bob Dorough, singing one of my favorite songs. This is from an obscure show originally called Three After Three, and then changed to I Walk With Music in 1940. And one of the fascinating things, it's music by Hoagy Carmichael and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. One of the few Broadway shows he did prior to World War II. And it was originally played by Simone Simon, who was fired on the road and replaced with Kitty Carlisle. But that's I Walk With Music. A great song, and worth humming as you walk along to music, as one does here on Broadway to Main Street. Our next song is not a Broadway song, but has two great Broadway writers, composer Burton Lane, lyricist Frank Lesser, for an obscure Hollywood film, but it sums up what we're trying to accomplish today. Here is Chris Connor with I Hear Music.
Mighty fine music, the murmur of a morning breeze up there, the rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music. Mighty fine music, the singing of a sparrow in the sky, the perking of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody. You, my angel, phoning me. I hear music, mighty fine music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song. Music, mighty fine music. Sure, that's music, mighty fine music. There's my favorite you, my angel, phoning me. I hear music, mighty fine music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song. Here's my favorite melody.
Well, I said we would get to the Sound of Music, capital S, capital M. Of course, that's what that song is all about, is how music fills our soul and creates our identity. And here's a Richard Rodgers twofer sung by Steve and Edie, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, but separately. Here is one of the first commercial recording covers of the Sound of Music, courtesy of Mr. Lawrence.
The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of a bird that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze. To laugh like the brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way. To sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go to the hills when my heart is lonely. I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of music, and I'll sing once more. My heart will be blessed with the sound of, and I'll sing once more. I hear the sound of music.
Inside my head, the kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting.
somewhere for me.
That was Edie Gourmet with the show that Richard Rodgers wrote after The Sound of Music in 1962, No Strings, in which he wrote the music and the lyrics himself, because Oscar Hammerstein died some months after writing The Sound of Music and that score and all those wonderful songs. The Sweetest Sounds was recorded by so many popular singers at the time, few better than Edie Gourmet. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we are looking at how The Sound of Music creates identity and thoughts and feelings. Our show today is Coming Back Like a Song, and I hope you continue to come back to us every week at 3 o'clock or on our archives on our website through WLIW or other sources every week, because we've got a fantastic year ahead, 23-24. Julie Stein wrote music as evocatively and as interestingly and as complex as any composer ever on Broadway. Here are two songs that talk about the power of music. The first is from a flop called Darling of the Day, lyrics by Yip Harburg, but beautifully sung and with the absolutely appropriate sentiments by Patricia Rutledge in a Tony-winning performance.
Give the waltz a chance, let's dance and let's see what happens. Let us carouse while Strauss caresses the strings. Even the shy may fly on musical wings. They say music can do the most unusual things. Let's take a step or two or three and let's see what happens. Let us pretend, my friend, it's only a spree. If a great adventure happens to happen, won't we be happy? It happened to you and me.
Comic than mine.
competition, 'cause I'm better on stage than at intermission. And as far as the man is concerned, if I've been burned, I haven't learned. I know he's around when the sky and the ground start in ringing. I know when he's near, by the thunder I hear in advance. His words alone are the words that can start my heart singing. And his is the only music that makes me by the light of two eyes that adore him. Bore him it might, though he won't leave my sight for a glance. In every way, every day, I need less of myself and need more.
That's the leading lady everyone is talking about in a Julie Stein musical. That's Lea Michele in the recent cast recording of Funny Girl, which probably closes any second now, and is going on tour nationwide. Let us go to an Australian cast album, one of the few we've ever been able to play. I think this is fantastic, better than the Broadway recording of La Cage aux Folles by Jerry Herman. And it has one of my favorite singers of all time, Keith Michelle. And this is a little nod of the hat to an Australian listener, David Mitchell. So here is Song of the Sand from La Cage aux Folles.
Oh, tonight of all nights, there has to be a full moon.
Beautiful, isn't it?
And you had to wear that cologne.
Don't you like it?
Like it. And on top you had to wear that particular blue.
But it's your favorite shade.
I know. I know. Oh, Albert.
George, we're in public view.
I must be insane to think after all these years you can still bring a blush to my cheek.
You old fool.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met, a fellow with a concertina sang. What was the song? It's strange what we recall, and odd what we forget. I heard la-da-da-da-da-da-da as we walked on the sand. I heard la-da-da-da, I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on
the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. It was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of.
Fantasies align. this which you know you cannot fight. In the darkness of the music of the night, close your eyes, start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the world you knew before. Close your eyes and let music set you free. Only then can you belong to me. Floating, falling, sweet intoxication.
Touch me,
touch me.
Trust me,
trust me. Savor each sensation. Let the dream begin. Let your darker side give in to the power.
Well, we missed Barbra Streisand on the music that makes me dance, but here she is with a duet with from Phantom of the Opera from one of her albums. That was Michael Crawford. Anybody know how their paths had crossed earlier? Yes, you in the back, of course. That was from the film Hello, Dolly. Michael Crawford and Barbra Streisand teaming up again. Well, even in contemporary musicals, the Sound of Music beats with a huge reverberating heart through every moment, and particularly in the climax of Hairspray. Here is from the film soundtrack, which I think is superb, and you'll hear Elijah Kelly and some other people, but you'll hear John Travolta at the beating heart of You Can't Stop the Beat.
Avalanches, it races down the hill. You can try to stop the seasons, girl, but you know you never will. And you can try to stop my dancing feet, but I just cannot stand still. 'Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart keeps in time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, and I found my way. 'Cause you can't stop the beat.
Ever since this whole world began, a woman by she shake it, shake it, shake up a man. So I'm gonna shake and shimmy the best that I can today. 'Cause you can't stop the motion of the ocean, of the sun and the sky. You can wonder if you're wild, but I never inquire. And if you try to hold me down, I'm gonna spit in your eye and say that you can't stop the
stop the river as it rushes to the sea.
You can try to stop the hands of time, but you know it just can't be.
And if they try to stop us, seaweed, I'll call the end of a
stop my happiness, 'cause I like the way I am. And you just can't stop my knife and fork when I see a Christmas ham. So if you don't like the way I look, well, I just don't give a damn. 'Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, till I found my way. 'Cause you can't stop the beat. Ever since this old world began, a woman found that if she shook it, she could shake up a man. And so I'm gonna shake and shimmy at the best that I can today. 'Cause you can't stop the motion of the ocean or the sun in the sky. You can wonder if you wanna, but I never ask why. And if you try to pull me down, I'm gonna spit in your eye and say, but you can't stop the beat.
Well, we're winding down our Coming Back Like a Song afternoon. I hope you had a nice laid-back time. I think it's good for this time of year. We started with Irving Berlin. We will end with an Irving Berlin 1927 Tin Pan Alley one-off sung beautifully in an album called Bennett Berlin by none other than Tony Bennett, who we lost this summer, and like the sound of his own music and the power of his own voice and personality, he keeps coming back to us, and I hope you will come back to us every week here on Broadway to Main Street.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to sing. Summer will pass away, take your happiness while you may. There, neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.